think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You
we don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. What we started with was, why do people feel the rules don't apply to them? There's a secondary issue about why rules get created in the first place. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, we'll continue our discussion of rules, rule breaking, and why we create rules.
So right. One of the things we talked about back when we did a show on parenting was that, you know, it was on cursing, mm-hmm. right? Why would you bother holding the line on a rule that says no cursing, knowing that your kids are going to do it anyhow? And the reason for that is because there's a whole bunch of things much worse than cursing you don't want them to get to. And so if they believe a transgression involves just, you know, saying a dirty word, then, mm-hmm. you know, they're not going to even progress to the point where they're doing something else. So I think that is a piece of it. We also have to recognize that every rule, even if it's codified in law, ends up being something that is subject to interpretation and application. So undoubtedly, many people in the banking industry and many banks violated the law during the financial collapse and the events leading up to that in 2007. And yet, the banks got bailed out and people did not go to jail for this. So the law was not applied because there were people who felt as though the power that they had accrued by virtue of the amount of wealth that they controlled meant that those rules weren't really about them. And in retrospect, you'd have to say that they were right. There are a number of findings that support the old adage that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So what we know is if there's a rule in place and you ask for an exception to that rule, you are very unlikely to be granted that exception because the people who are in charge of enforcing the rules have concerns about the message it would send to give you an exception to that rule. But if you go ahead and just violate the rule and then ask for forgiveness later, because people have to maintain the relationship with you, they are much more prone to give that forgiveness later.
Yeah. I want to go back to something Art was saying about children and swearing and, you know, holding the line on that. You know, there are different reasons to follow a rule. I mean, some people follow a rule because they know that doing so leads to good long-term consequences, as Art was talking about a minute ago. Other people follow rules because they fear the negative consequences if they break them, right? Now, if the only reason anybody followed any rule or any social convention was the fear of negative outcomes if they broke them, that'd be a pretty miserable existence, right? If your entire thought process was devoted to avoiding punishment, right?
Sometimes known as middle school.
Yeah, that, right? Yeah. But when you think about young children, you want to teach them that there are good things that come from following the rules. So you're actually teaching, you're helping them practice following rules when they're in your presence. Now, again, not that you're trying to, you know, create blindly following automatons. It isn't that, but you're getting to the point where people now recognize, oh, this is a convention, and when I follow this convention, my experience is usually more positive than if I don't.
But and to follow up on that, I think one of the other things that's really important to do with rules is to create some forum for engaging in discussion about the rules outside of the context of the application of those rules, particularly when you're dealing with either children or people, employees. I mean, every rule is, as Bob was saying, put in place for a reason. And sometimes those reasons were perfectly good reasons at the time, but don't make sense anymore. Sometimes they were perhaps misguided rules. And so it is valuable to find ways to have discussions about rules because perhaps that rule shouldn't apply anymore. Or perhaps somebody doesn't recognize the intent behind the rule. And a lot of times kids will believe a particular rule is arbitrary when in fact there is a particularly good reason behind it. And they might be more they might be more prone to comply with it if they understood why. The problem is we often have those discussions about the rules when a dispute arises about the rule. So you've already done something that violates the rule, or you desperately want to violate the rule at that moment. And that's the point at which you have that discussion. And now it's very hard to have that discussion because in some sense, nothing short of an acquiescence to your request is going to be acceptable.
Yeah.
And so it is important to find ways to have discussions about this and to really understand, you know, if you're in the position of having to enforce rules, to understand why those rules are in place and to figure out whether what you should be doing is enforcing the letter of the law or whether there's a spirit of the rule that's actually more important than the specific way that it was written out.
Yeah. And I just want to cycle back to one thing about the question that started all this discussion today about why do some people think the rules don't apply to them? You know, that might be imputing more cognition than is actually taking place, right? I mean, if someone's in a position where they want to do something, like they're in a hurry and they do want to exceed the speed limit, whatever that happens to be, I'm not sure there's a thought about, you know, I know there are rules, but they don't apply to me. I'm just late and I want to get moving. So a lot of times I think when we see other people and we know that they're not following a rule or not following a social convention, whatever it happens to be, a lot of that is happening quite spontaneously without a lot of forethought on the part of the individual. So it's not like, well, I know there are rules, but they don't apply to me. Well, sometimes that's the case, I'm sure. But other times it's just the exigencies of where I find myself right now lead me to do this thing, and it happens to be in violation of some convention or some rule.
Next week, what psychology can teach us about speed reading with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. You can subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head in iTunes, on Stitcher, or on SoundCloud, and leave us a review while you're there. We'd love to know what you think of the show. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.